This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Christine from Beverly.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Christine?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you understand how this works. There are five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, and you score yourself $100. She's now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
When Larry David got the chance to meet Paul McCartney earlier this year, he asked him if he'd ever been punched in the face. Paul told him that someone headbutted him when he was 13 or 14. Larry is the creative mind behind Seinfeld and also starred in which HBO show for 12 seasons?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to guess The Sopranos.
Larry David and The Sopranos would have been an interesting show.
Luther by Kendrick Lamar and SZA now has been 11 weeks at the top of the Hot 100. Kendrick Lamar and SZA are coming here on tour in less than a week. Where will they be playing their concert?
I think the MGM.
Billie Eilish gave covered 90s rock song Creep during her concert in Amsterdam over the weekend. Take a listen to a snippet of the song and then name the band who sings it originally.
But I'm a creep. I'm a loser.
Nope. That's not it.
What the hell?
It's been a while since I've heard this. Oh, that's right. He says, I'm a winner, not I'm a loser.
Mm-mm.
Right? What does he say?
He says, I'm a weirdo.
Oh, weirdo?
Mm. I'm glad we gave Christine a chance to hear the song.
Name the band that sings this song.
Oh, my gosh. I think Pearl Jam? Oh, God, I don't know. Pearl Jam.
Question number four. Haverhill Zone, Tom Bergeron, 70 today. He was the host of which show for 443 episodes starting in 2006 and then was actually fired in 2019.
Dancing with the Stars.
And question number five, Harrison Ford is open to continuing in the Yellowstone universe after the end of his spinoff series. Which show was he on?
Oh my gosh, I don't know the year of it. I don't know, like 18 something. I don't know.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Dan, were you Were you taking out a little Nick's anger on our listeners this morning with these questions?
Are they super hard?
I think so. Yeah.
They were today.
I thought so. Yeah. I only knew one, and I had the answers in front of me.
Kennedy's going to get 4 out of 5.
Probably.
I'll be the judge.
Yeah. I think he's just holding a little anger towards the Knicks.
That's okay.
Here we go, Kennedy. I have Christine getting 1 out of 5 correct.
Suits. Oh, I am tired. I forgot the suits.
See, we're a mess, Dan.
Where are you at this morning?
I didn't get enough sleep.
All right, take a lap.
All right.
Did she say take a nap?
Lap.
Oh. All right, Kennedy, these are tough. Are we ready?
Yeah.
When Larry David got the chance to meet Paul McCartney earlier this year, he asked him if he'd ever been punched in the face. Paul told him that someone headbutted him when he was like 13 or 14. Larry, the creative mind behind Seinfeld and also starred in which HBO show for 12 seasons?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
1-0. Yes, not The Sopranos. Question number 2.
Would have been a very different show.
That's exactly what I said.
Oh, is it? We do share a brain, Dan.
Luther by Kendrick Lamar and SZA now has 11 weeks at the top of the Hot 100. They are coming here on tour in less than a week. Which venue are they playing in?
The Garden? Oh, it's Gillette, isn't it?
Gillette Stadium, 1-0. Billie Eilish covered the 90s rock song Creep during her concert in Amsterdam over the weekend. Take a listen to a snippet of the song and then name the band.
Radio.
But I'm a creep. I'm a little. What the hell am I doing here?
Name the band.
Radiohead
is correct. 2-0. Haverhill's own Tom Bergeron, 70 today, was the host of which show for 443 episodes starting in 2006 and then being fired in 2019?
Dancing with the Stars.
3-1. Question number 5. Harrison Ford is open to continuing in the Yellowstone universe after the end of his spinoff series. Which show was he on?
1923
is it.
4 out of 5.
Look at that.
That's wild. She's absolutely wild that you know what I'm going to get right.
I've been doing this a real long time.
Pretty good, Kennedy. Pretty good.
That is wild.
From the 860, Kennedy, I got the 76 trombones joke. Bravo.
Well, there will also be a 110 coronets right behind. Well played, friends. Well played.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Kennedy gets the win, Christine, but you're not leaving empty-handed. You just won yourself a $100 play card to In the Game Peabody, your go-to for hot games, fun food, and cool parties. Check out party packages and more at inthegamepeabody.com.
Thank you so much.
I like their large video games, Kennedy.
Yeah.
You can play like...
Oh, like Ms. Pac-Man on a gigantic thing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes, on like a 10-foot screen.
I like that. When you can do Pac-Man Battle Royale at those places where you can eat the other players.
Oh, I've never played that one.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right, Christine, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Christine from Beverly in traffic on Route 1, and I cannot miss Kennedy.
She lost twice.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kebby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Roberta from Hudson.
Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, good.
Roberta, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's gone, right?
Yeah, she gone.
She gone.
She gone.
You ready, Roberta?
I'm ready.
Singer Benson Boone announced an arena tour, including coming to the TD Garden September 2nd. What is Benson Boone's biggest song called?
Oh, my gosh. My daughter's going to kill me for not remembering this.
Wait
right
20
now.
Minutes. You'll hear it here.
I know, right? All the time. I can't. It's not.
That didn't help.
Oh, no.
Question number two.
It's not coming. Yeah.
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky have baby number three on the way. She debuted her baby bump right before the Met Gala. Rihanna also announced her second pregnancy in pretty spectacular fashion. How did she do that?
In the Super Bowl halftime show.
21 years ago today in 2004, the final episode of Friends aired on NBC. It had an estimated 51 million viewers. Finished the lyric to the iconic Friends theme song.
No one told you life was gonna be this way.
Oh, we nailed that, Dan.
You love life's DOA.
George Clooney, 64 today, named the 2013 space movie that he starred in opposite Sandra Bullock.
Oh, gosh, they went to the moon. It's not astronaut. It's like one word. I don't know. The astronaut.
Question number five. The movie Sinners is set to have a special screening in the city where it is set. The town is pretty small, and it doesn't actually have a theater, so people in town that wanted to see it had to drive an hour or more to see it. Which state is Sinners set in?
Which state?
Yep.
That we said? I have no idea. North Carolina.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You're a school counselor, is that right, Roberta?
I am, yes.
Nice. How do you enjoy that work?
I love it. I work with middle school kids. They're great.
What's the one piece of advice that you would impart on a middle schooler in 2025?
Nobody's looking at you. They're all paying attention to themselves.
That's pretty
great
good
advice.
Yeah,
they can't look at you. They're all looking at their phones.
Yeah.
That's good advice for all of us, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's the deal. Roberta got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friend.
These are pretty tough, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Question number one. Benson Boone announced an arena tour, including coming to the TD Garden September 2nd. What is Benson Boone's biggest song called?
Beautiful Things.
1-0.
Yep.
Question number two. Does that sound familiar, Roberta, now?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yep.
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky have baby number three on the way. She debuted her baby bump right before the Met Gala. Of course, she announced her second pregnancy in a pretty spectacular fashion as well. Where did that happen?
The Super Bowl.
Yes. 2-1. Question number three. 21 years ago today in 2004, the final episode of Friends aired on NBC and 51 million people watched it. Finish this lyric to the iconic Friends theme song.
Love life's DOA.
Bonus point for the way you held that note. 3-2. Question number four. George Clooney, 64 today, named the 2013 space movie that he starred in opposite Sandra Bullock.
Interstellar?
It's also a wonderful John
Gravity?
Mayer.
Gravity?
Yeah.
Interstellar's McConaughey.
No.
I get the wrong mix up.
It's understandable.
3-2. Question number five. The movie Sinners is set to have a special screening in the city where it is set. The town is pretty small, and they don't actually have a theater, so people in town that wanted to see it had to drive an hour or more.
Oh, my gosh.
Which state is Sinners set in?
I do not know.
You want to take a guess? You got a 1 in, like, 50 shot, I think. Is that how that works?
Vegas. Or Nevada, excuse me.
In the South, Kennedy, Mississippi.
All right, Tim.
Mississippi is the correct answer. 3-2 is the final score. That was a close one.
That was indeed.
That was a close one. So, Roberta, you don't get the cash. However, we do have a pair of concert tickets. Kendrick Lamar and SZA at the Grand National Tour, Gillette Stadium on May 12th. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you've got a pair of those tickets for free, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
I think your daughter will stop being mad at you now. For missing,
she is going to be so excited.
Yeah, she's going to enjoy
wow.
Yeah. What is your daughter's name?
Her name is Riley.
Riley. She's going to have a great time at
that
show.
She's a spicy redhead. She's going to have a blast.
I wish we knew a spicy redhead, Dan.
If only. It would really add something to the show.
Is there something you would like to say to Kennedy before you go, Roberta?
I'm Roberta from Hudson, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, Anthony from Marlboro is playing this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Anthony works in a lab, Kennedy.
That's cool. Yeah. Do you wear a lab coat?
Yeah, I do. That's one of the perks of the job, Joe. I get to pretend to be a scientist.
Joe. Out there doing science stuff.
Big pockets.
Yeah.
That's what impresses
Nerd!
You? Lab coats with big pockets.
Do you know how important pockets are? Of course you don't. You're a man. Move along.
Anthony, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Pockets!
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100 if you tie. That is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Looking at the big board right now, Kennedy with 6,077 wins, 445 losses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Andre 3000 traded his flute for a piano. He just released an instrumental collection called Seven Piano Sketches. And he was just announced as a 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee as a member of which group?
Hellcat.
Yeah, you're playing them in the lab.
A man drove through the gates of Jennifer Aniston's home in Los Angeles yesterday. Her security held the man at gunpoint until the cops came and arrested him. How many times has Jennifer Aniston been married?
Zero.
Question number three. In a full circle moment, Ashley Tisdale watched her niece play Sharpay in a high school production of High School Musical. What is the name of the high school in High School Musical?
Oh, I have no idea.
He was too busy studying biology, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Beakers and what have you.
Question number four. New Linkin Park singer Emily Armstrong, 39 years old today. Who was the front man for Linkin Park up until his passing in 2017?
Give me a second. I know his name.
Okay.
I'm coming.
I'll wait.
I'm blanking.
Just breathe. It's a safe space.
You're so close.
Chaz. Fuck, I can't remember his last name.
All right, and question number five. Our long national nightmare may be over. White Lotus co-stars Walton Goggins and Amy Lou Wood are following each other on Instagram again. Every season, White Lotus takes place in a different locale. Can you name two of the three places the show has been set?
Italy and Hawaii.
It Does that... I don't know. I mean,
I haven't seen the show, but I will take it, I guess, right?
Yeah. Isn't that...
Yeah. Thailand?
Okay, there you go. That'll work. Because I have some questions about his other answer. But yes. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Will you look it up and see if there's a difference between the two, Dan? Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
Let's see. I have Anthony getting 2 out of 5 correct.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Andre 3000 traded his flute for a piano. He just released an instrumental collection called 7 Piano Sketches. Andre 3000 was just announced as a 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee as a member of which group?
Outkast.
Tied at 1. A man drove through the gates of Jennifer Aniston's home in Los Angeles yesterday. Her security held the man at gunpoint until the cops came and arrested him. How many times has Jennifer Aniston been married?
Twice.
It's just crazy that she has to have armed security at her home, right? Can you imagine having to live like that? I mean, just having security, but it's so bad that they have to be armed.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 3. In a full circle moment, Ashley Tisdale watched her niece play Sharpay in a high school production of High School Musical. Name the high school in High School Musical.
Oh. It's something very, like, Jefferson. Jefferson.
East.
Mm.
East High School.
Even more simple.
That is the most generic name you could possibly find.
Question number 4, Kennedy. Can you give me the periodic table sign for iron? No, I'm kidding.
F-E.
Oh, wow.
Facial.
That's pretty good. New Linkin Park singer Emily Armstrong is 39 years old today. Who was the front man for Linkin Park until his passing in 2017?
Chester Bennington.
You're a Renaissance woman, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 5. Our long national nightmare may be over. White Lotus stars Walton Goggins and Amy Lou Wood are following each other again on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Every season, White Lotus takes place at a different locale. Can you name 2 of the 3 places the show has been set in?
Italy and Thailand.
Is that considered?
Yeah, I mean, I would take it. It's technically Sicily, but it's an island, but it's part
Sicily
of Italy.
Is Sicily a part of Italy?
I don't know. Yeah, they just have their own culture, but it's...
Okay.
Yes, it is part
I didn't
of Italy.
Know the answer to that, so... All right, well, that is correct, Kennedy. So Hawaii, Sicily, and Thailand, that gives you 4. Anthony, you only got 2. Nice job, though. Nice work. Did we lose you, Anthony? Are you still here?
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's... Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry.
Okay. Were you just over there thinking about science?
Yep.
Or maybe he's just ordering a coffee from Dunk's, Dan.
Working on that. Yeah. So, my name's Anthony, and I can't be Kennedy.
And there you go. Bing, bang, boom.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Baseball's number 1 digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
all of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.